The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast is brought to you by iBeCool Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive ice-fill cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkul.com to learn more. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori. And my guest is Ashley Bryant, who's the partnership executive at Tag Marshall. Ashley, welcome to Sports Interview.
Hi, Anne. Thank you so much for having me.
You are in Cape Town, South Africa. And I know the whole company is based in Cape Town, right?
We have an office here, and we have another office in Atlanta, Georgia. It's a global operation.
It's a global operation, and you know, pace of play in golf has become just a very big issue, and that is what Tag Marshall wants to prevent. And so, tell us a little bit about Tag Marshall and just the intelligence software that golf courses all over the world are starting to use now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Especially now when rounds have increased and we're seeing more play, touch wood, that kind of continues for a long time to come. I think pace of play, addressing that is, you know, Tag Marshall's goal, not only from a player experience point of view, but also from a course operator point of view. You want your golfers to have the best experience while they're out there. And pace of play goes hand in hand with your flow as well. So those are the kinds of issues that the software looks at and gives course operators the power to monitor and have oversight of.
So how does it work technically? I know there are tracking tags that clip onto golf bags and golf carts. Give us an idea of how Tag Marshall works.
So there's two sides to Tag Marshall. There's your front end and the back end. The front end has multiple solutions for your walkers and your riders, for a non-screen option and for a screen option, which allows two-way communication. And then there's the back end, which is what is provided to course operators to help them better manage their facilities. So that is where the real power lies, and that's where the data is coming into play.
And the company really hasn't been around that long, but it seems like a lot of courses all over the world are already utilizing the technology.
Yes, it's fantastic. Over 350 partners globally, with 95% of that being in the US. It's very exciting, and technology is there to make our lives better and to help us make improvements. And I think improving the game without impacting the purity of the game is the goal.
So as an amateur golfer, there's nothing worse than waiting and waiting on every tee box, right? It just gets out of hand, especially, you know, it's funny, as a woman, I have to say this, and maybe you can concur, but men seem to take longer because whether they're betting or they spend a lot of time, too much time looking for lost balls, women are so conscious of that slow play stereotype that we tend to be very, very fast. Do you agree?
It's funny you say that, because that is exactly why I can't play golf with my mom anymore, because she raised me to play so quickly. You know, it's get to your ball, address your ball, make the shot, move on. There was no, I mean, taking time to put your glove on or having a conversation. It was, you get to your ball, you make a decision and you play. And there was that sense of urgency. And I think that comes from her career in golf. And I mean, my experience now as a grown woman who plays the game fairly regularly, I play with mostly males and there is a lot of chatter. So you're 100% right.
Well, so your mother, you come from a family of golfers. Your mother played on the LPGA Tour and the South African Ladies Pro Tour?
That's correct, yes. She was awarded a scholarship, a full scholarship to play golf at Longwood College. And she played on the, her career is long. And unfortunately, she was in a severe car accident.
Oh, I'm sorry.
on day three of one of the tours in South Africa, and she was lying third after day two of the tournament. And unfortunately that evening she was in the passenger seat and she went through the windscreen and she was out and kind of never really got back into it until many years later. Now she coaches. She runs her own golf development program, which she started here in Cape Town, recruiting young children who wouldn't have access to the game and getting them into the program, teaching them. They work through tiers. They do theory, etiquette. Yeah. So, I mean, her involvement is long and successful, and I'm grateful to her for passing that on to me, because I think it's very difficult to get into the game, especially as a young woman.
So you don't, she doesn't play at all anymore, or?
She does. She does. Good. She's almost 60. She does play, but she plays pretty much every day, but not professionally.
Oh, wow. But she plays so quickly that you can't keep up, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
So she would be a great ambassador for Tag Marshall, right? So once, getting back to the technology at these golf courses, once all the data is compiled by the management at these golf courses that use Tag Marshall technology, then what do they do to increase the pace of play?
Right. Great question. So, I mean, if you are a course operator, you're in your office, you have Tag Marshall up on your computer, you can see your entire course, you can see the groups moving through the field. You can see before someone is out of position. You can pick up patterns of play. For example, you can overlay traffic patterns, and you can identify areas of the course that are maybe a little bit challenging for golfers, especially now when there's so many new golfers and they're working to improve their game, and it does take a little bit more time. I can speak for myself. So I think the information is vast, and the beauty of it is you can choose what you want to engage with. If pace of play is what is important to you for your course, that is what you can focus on. If experience and service is what you're going for, that is what you can engage with most on the system. But holistically, it will give you line of sight as well as a long-term history of the performance of your course and your players.
So what happens? The cart gets information that they're behind, or do, you know, people just, management, get in a cart and zip to the foursome and say, hey, pick up the speed?
You can do either. You can send a direct message if you're using a two-way device, so a traditional screen. You can communicate directly with that group. You can find out if anything is wrong. You can communicate to all your groups at once. You can engage at the appropriate level.
Okay. I mean, it's interesting because I'm sure a lot of amateurs out there aren't too excited when they see these messages to speed up play, but obviously it is a big problem. So it's better for everybody for the overall experience, right? Even though I'm sure some of the players are going to complain about these speed up notices.
I mean, that's exactly right. If I'm on a course, I'm not slow. Never. It's the group in front. So it's not always been a positive interaction. And that is something you can address with the software. It can become something positive.
How does it become positive? Give us an example.
So you're not addressing pace of play after you've got a bottleneck of three or four groups who are behind. You're addressing it ahead of time. And it's no longer guesswork. It's not someone's opinion. It just is. You've got the information. It's less confrontational, if I can say that. And it also avoids any repeat interactions. So if you have interacted with a group, the system records that. So you don't have to repeatedly go to the same group over and over again to see results.
I see. So let's talk about Tag Marshall working with professional golfers. I know, you know, Bryson DeChambeau comes to mind. He's not the only one, but I know at the Northern Trust PGA Tour event in August, he spent a lot of time, way too much time analyzing a tricky 70-yard shot. And it was so agonizing and so slow that the whole video went viral. And he got a lot of criticism for it. And he said he would try to play faster. How is Tag Marshall connecting with the pro tours?
So at the moment, we are working with the European Tour, and the same applies. You know, we want to assist with pace of play, line of sight. And I think that's a tricky one, because when you're playing at that level, you want to put in everything. You want it to be the best shot. But there's also ramifications for that. So there is a fine line, and that's where the system can come into play. And used in the right way, it can make a positive impact.
So I know you've only been a Tag Marshall for 9 months. You are the only female sales executive for their global golf business. What's it like being the only woman, and what have the challenges been for you so far?
So I have two mindsets about that. On the one hand, I don't notice it. You know, it's such a great team to work with. I don't feel like the only female, which is fantastic. I have a lot of respect for the team I work with, as well as all the course operators and head professionals that I've dealt with. I haven't been met with any, from what I can tell, a different attitude, which is also fantastic. But on the other hand, I think as a woman, and on the days when I notice, you do have that kind of urge to want to prove yourself and make an impact and a positive impact in a male-dominated industry. And I think it's finding a balance within yourself, trusting that you do know what you're talking about. You do know the right way to do things. And for all women out there who are working in industries, you know, just keep going and have faith in yourself. And I mean, yeah, there shouldn't be a difference. And historically there has been, but you just keep on, you keep on going.
I understand you're a contestant on Survivor, the TV show.
I was, yes.
That must have prepared you for working in this male dominated industry better than anything.
Yes, it's prepared me for a lot in life. It's certainly made me appreciate toilet paper. That is for sure. Yes, it was. And I was also the youngest contestant at the time. And while I did not go on to win the million, it certainly gave me a very sharp perspective on working with people, how to work with people. And I mean, if I give you an example, if you're standing in a room and you're having a conversation with someone and someone in the corner is looking at you constantly, what is your first thought?
That person's very strange.
Yeah, or they're talking about you. So there's a mental aspect to that. And that carries over into golf as well. It's so much a mental game. And I think the experience as a whole was enlightening, and I'm continuing on the journey to learn more. And specifically now with Tag Marshall, I'm learning something every day.
What prompted you to try out for the show, Survivor?
I've been a fan of the show for years. Players like Russell and Boston Rob, I've watched all of the American seasons, so. When I had the opportunity to audition, I didn't even think twice about it. I just did it. I'm a bit of a thrill seeker, and it just ticked all the boxes. It was a bucket list adventure.
Where did you audition?
In Cape Town. So it was, the fifth season of the South African Survivor, and we went to Malaysia.
So tell me about some of the adventures.
Well, we were put on a plane without knowing where we were going. So that was very intimidating to begin with. We got there, and we, you know, ended up on a raft in the middle of the sea, and off you go. We had to fend for ourselves, and you're immediately in the elements, the sun. And I'm very pale, so I got very burned very quickly. And you just suddenly have to get to know all these strangers and work with them and find out who is going to work with you, I guess.
How far did you get in the series?
Can we skip over that question? No, I was the first one voted off.
Oh, you got too sunburned to continue.
I was blindsided. It was traumatic, but in a good way. Lessons learned.
Wow, what an experience, though, to prep you for really anything you do in life, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I think the physical elements are 100% real. It really is. You're in the middle of nowhere and you have to survive. But on top of that, the mental aspects, again, I think is really the hard part of Survivor.
So wait, you can't keep up your pace of play with your mother, who's a great golfer, but you can go somewhere in the middle of nowhere and survive. For how many days did you hang in?
I was there for 5 days.
Wow, that's a pretty long time.
Yeah. So we had quite a few storms in the beginning. So it was monsoon season. but, you know, I think my mom's level of golf, you know, there's something to be said once you're playing at that level for your ability to analyze the shots and make those decisions within good time. When you're playing amateur golf and you're playing with people that you know, you want to make those decisions, but there is a level of wisdom that comes with time. And that is the goal, right? Golf is a lifelong journey. And you want to be able to play with that confidence. And that's very much influenced by who you play with, where you play, and yeah.
And sure, and pace of play, it's so important to, there's so many things going on in one's mind at the same time. You know, it is such a mental challenge because you're thinking about so many things on any given shot, and you have to process all those thoughts so quickly so that you do not delay, you know, the pace. And I just think it's so exciting because it involves so much more than actually physically hitting the shot, right?
It does. It does. And that is where this oversight is going to, it's a game changer. You know, as an operator, you look at your course and you know, okay, my first group is going to get to this point by this time because I know my course well, I know my players, and that is how things have been done for so long. But you can really hone in on that with the technology and use that information to up your service, up your communication, and you're also looking at things when you go deeper into the data, dynamic goal times, and being able to create extra rounds because your morning rounds are going to be quicker and your afternoon rounds might be a little slower. So you can work within that once you've got the real data and make accurate decisions. There's no more guesswork.
Well, Ashley, you are a true survivor. Continued success at Tag Marshall and as the partnership executive. And let's continue to work on pace of play for everybody's enjoyment of the game. It's a very important issue. And Tag Marshall's doing a lot of good, you know, to improve that issue.
Thank you. I mean, I'm so passionate about what we're doing. Overall, I think as a player and playing with my mom and feeling that respect for the game, you want to do well and you want to play well, and I think having this data and the software really works well with that and with the goals that operators are trying to achieve. And working with golfers to improve the game.
Well, continued success. Thanks so much for being on Sports Interview.
Thank you.
The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast was brought to you by IB Cole Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive IceFeel cooling technology along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkol.com to learn more.